The following presentation was made available by Inspiration Express as part of the daily Kitzur Shulchan Aruch calendar program. There are many more free lectures and resources available at www.kitzur365.org. Today's lecture is given by Rabbi Yossi Rabinowitz.
The Kitzur Rebbe once exclaimed, "If we sleep in this world, what are we going to do in the grave?" So although sleep is a time when we are not particularly productive and certainly not in Avodas Hashem, unless one is like the Vilna Gaon who was constantly whispering and mouthing Torah in his sleep, sleep could seem as time to be minimized. However, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch in Klal Lamed Beis Sif Chav Gimel tells us about the importance of sleep. It is told about Rav Shach that one time in the middle of the night, he got out of bed, walked over to the Sfarim shrunk, took out a Rashba, looked it up, and went back to sleep. But for most of us, we need a quality sleep, and let's see what the Kitzur tells us about it. An average duration of sleep is important for the health of one's body. For his food will thereby become digested. And his senses could rest. His faculties could be refreshed. And the body as a whole would be invigorated for the next day. And out of illness, he is suffering from insomnia, he cannot sleep. He needs to eat those things that bring sleep, heavy foods that would tire him and allow him to sleep comfortably. But to oversleep, that is harmful. There are fumes or chemical reactions that are sent to the brain. The air or heat that will be sent from one's stomach towards the brain will cause the head to be filled with matter that does not belong there. And the head will be filled with these chemicals, this unwelcome matter. So it's just oversleeping in and of itself could be detrimental. And just like a person should take caution not to sleep after eating. And the reason for this is that the digestive system and the organs in general are slower to act when a person sleeps. They will not act as effectively upon the food, specifically the gallbladder is pretty much not operating when a person sleeps, and therefore foods, especially fats, are not broken down properly, and they sort of just sit there. And the food goes bad, goes sour in one's stomach, and sends out these chemicals to the brain. A person would often wake up with a headache if he goes to sleep immediately following a meal. So just like a person should not sleep right after eating, likewise, you should not sleep when hungry. Yifal hachamimus b'moisoros. If there isn't proper fresh nutrition that was deposited in one's body, then the energy in the body will act upon the excesses, the waste that really should be removed, and the body will attempt to digest and process that. V'yisyalid mimenu oshan, and these chemicals will evolve from that. Oshan nifsad v'yalu l'moyach, and likewise will go to the brain and impact it negatively. And hence the expression that people don't like to go to sleep hungry. Kshayishan, when one sleeps, yumer ashayisav gevayim, his head should be elevated. Lafisha yazer l'redes esamaychal, this will facilitate the food going down, mipiha et sumcha. From the mouth, the upper opening of the stomach, the food will be able to descend better. V'yismatu ha'ashanim ha'ilam l'mayach, and this will reduce those chemicals that are sent to the brain. Hashena ha'tivisi balayla, the natural recommended time for sleep is at night. V'shena sayoy mazekes, and sleeping during the day is harmful. V'eina toiva ela la'isen shehur galuba, sleeping during the day is recommended only for those who are accustomed to it. The Shulchan Aruch tells us in Siman Reish Lamed Aleph that one should not sleep during the day more than the time it takes to inhale 60 times. So Shita Nishmi, 60 breaths, is the time span when one could sleep during the day and no more. How long is that? Is Shita Nishmi? So the Bir Alach in Siman Dalid cites three opinions. Some say that it's 2 or 3 hours, because the proof to this would be that it is reported that the Arizal would sleep 2 or 3 hours in Shabbos. So that would lead one to conclude that up to 3 hours is less than Shit Nishmi, and one would be permitted to sleep that long even during the day. However, the Bir Halacha rejects this proof by saying that perhaps for a Talmud Chacham on Shabbos, it would be permitted to sleep longer than Shit Nishmi. And anyways, the Arizal perhaps did not sleep for long spurts. Perhaps he slept at intervals that were less than Shita Nishmi, and he woke up, and that his total sleep time was 3 hours, but it was not straight. Another opinion cited by the Bir Halacha is that Shita Nishmi is a half hour, and the most stringent opinion is that it's 3 minutes. And Mishnah Berurah concludes that a Baal Nefesh, someone who's capable, Yachmer Lefi Kocho, according to his abilities, he should be machmer not to sleep even 3 minutes if possible during the day. The Magen Avraham and other poskim point out that this all depends on one's makeup, and if one needs to sleep for Avodas Hashem, this is cited in the Mishnah Berurah as well, in Siman Dalin, if one needs to sleep for Avodas Hashem, he is permitted to do so during the day. The amount of hours that a person should sleep altogether is mentioned by the Rambam. The Rambam writes that a person should sleep for 8 hours, one third of the day. And a remez is brought supporting this. The pasuk says, "In Iyev, Yashanti Oz Yanuachli." When I sleep, then I am rested. And Oz is Bugimatria 8. So this would be a remez, an allusion to a sleep period lasting 8 hours. The Stipler, in a well-known letter, points out that even if a yeshiva bacher, a student learning in yeshiva, would heed the Rambam's call to sleep 8 hours a day, that still leaves him 12 hours a day to learn. How so? Well, 8 hours for sleep, 2 hours for davening, the 3 tefillos a day, and then 2 hours for meals and for other personal needs. So that's 12 hours of not learning. That leaves the yeshiva bacher 12 hours a day to learn. So certainly someone who's younger would consider sleeping the full 8 hours that the Rambam recommends. Continues the Kitzur in Chavdala. The Derech HaRachitza, how should one bathe himself? Sheyikonis Adam L'merchatz Mizayin Yomim L'Zayin Yomim. One should enter the bathhouse and bathe himself every 7 days. Of course, this was applicable in the times of the Rambam. Leikonis L'merchatz, you should not enter the bathhouse like Shehu Roiv, like Shehu Soveya, neither when he's hungry nor satiated. Elokshe Yaschel HaMozim L'Yisako. You should enter when the food begins to be digested. V'yirchatz Gufay B'cham, and he should first bathe himself using hot water. V'achakach L'Poshim, followed by lukewarm water. V'achakach L'Poshim and Apashim, and then water that's even cooler. Atche Yirchatz B'tzoyinen, and finally, he should bathe himself using cold water. K'sheyetzim in Amerchatz, immediately after leaving the bathhouse, Yilbash Kodov, he should don his clothes. V'yachasa Roshay Hetev, and he should cover his head well, so that a cold wind should not blow on him. And even during the summertime, one should be careful about this, and lest he catch it cold or be hurt by a cold wind blowing on him immediately after showering or bathing or going to the mikveh. V'yisha la'achar sheyetze, he should rest after leaving the bathhouse, eshet isyashiv nafshoi, until his systems have come back to themselves, because they used to go into these bathhouses where they sweated, and that was therapeutic, but that affected the metabolism. So when one leaves the bathhouse, he should rest until his mood is calm, his functions return to normal. And the heat dissipates. Only then should he eat. The Rambam writes that if one sleeps before eating after leaving the bathhouse, I raise the yafim oy, that is highly recommended. La'olam yishtadil adam. One should make an effort ladur b'makom sha'avir zach v'naki, to live in a place where the air is clear and clean, where there is no pollution, and you'd be able to breathe the crisp mountainous air. B'makom gavaya, in an elevated place, to b'minyan rachav, in an open, spacious home. V'im efshar. And if he can, now in the contemporary versions of the Kitzur, it says here, lo yadur bekayit b'makom pastuach letzad tzafon v'lo letzad mizrach. So in the version in front of me now, it says that one should not dwell in the summertime in a place which is open to the north or to the east. However, upon inspecting the sources, and that is the Tzedel Adarach, one of the Rishonim, from where many of the paragraphs in the Kitzur and this Simon come from, it says that he should live in a place that's open to the north or to the east. And therefore the word lo with an aleph is either a mistake and should be omitted, or should be changed to a vav, and that would be the correct version, and it should be read as follows. V'im efshel lo, and if he can, yodur b'kayitz v'makom pastuach letzad tzafon, he should live in a place that's open to the north. The Gemara tells us in Gittin, the Flamen Aleph, that the northerly wind is the wind which accompanies all other winds and tempers them, and thereby creating a good climate. The Gemara tells us in Yavamis that Klal Yisrael did not circumcise their children during their 40 years of wandering in the desert, because the northerly wind did not blow, and therefore it was dangerous. So clearly the wind emanating from the north is a positive force, and clearly the versions of the Kitzur that say not to live in a dwelling open to the north are mistaken. Rather, that a person should seek that. However, wind coming from the east, an easterly wind, could be powerful and damaging, and therefore one should not live in a dwelling that's open to the east. The Kitzur continues that there shouldn't be anything rotten, there shouldn't be must or stuffiness in a home where the air is stale. V'toyv ma'oid l'nakos avir abayis, would be very beneficial to refresh the air of the house. Tadi b'reichos toivim, to make sure the house smells well. U'bashkanim o'ilim, with the right odors and aromas. Ha'avir ha'toyv l'briyos taguf, the air which is recommended, which is healthy for the body, who sheyehem muzog shove, should be tempered. The right temperature should be mild, moderate, memutza bein akor v'achayim, between cold and heat. L'chein yizor kol adam, one should be careful, shela yichamim es beisei harbe v'mois achayrev k'derech anoshim lidas. There are some people who don't think and are not acting with foresight. They heat their homes to a great degree during the winter months, and a person should be careful not to do that. not to overheat his home. Ki al yedei roiv hachamim usarbe, through this intense heat, chaloim boim rachmona litzlan, sicknesses will develop. Hashem should protect us. He should merely heat his home to the degree that he does not feel cold. And he should not overly heat his home. And finally, the last paragraph in this siman pertaining to one's health is how to guard one's sight and make sure that he sees well. Yizar midvarim elu. He should be careful and avoid the following practices. Lo yavoy bechipozon bepam achas mimakom choishech la'or gadol. He should not suddenly enter a place which is well lit and coming from a darker place. Vim tzarech likanes mimakom choishech la'makom ar. If he needs to come from a place that's quite dark to a room that's well lit, yiftach es hadelas ma'at. He should open the door a little bit. The door should be slightly ajar. V'yistaka ba'ois ta'ar mu'at ezer ha'goyim. He should peek into them and look into that light for just a few brief moments. V'achar kach yiftach yoyser. V'yistaka gam ken ba'ois ta'ar ezer ha'goyim. And then open a little more and then look a few more minutes at the light, a few more seconds rather. He should expose himself to this light gradually and slowly. Only then should he open the door completely. So one should not transition quickly from dark to light. Likewise, when on the opposite direction, when he comes from a well-lit place to a darkened place, he should do it gradually and carefully. The sudden change from light to dark, or vice versa, bli memutza, without something in between, mazik l'ra'iya, is harmful to one's sight. V'lachein Hashem Yisbarach Shmei Barachma V'akadosh Baruch Hu, should be blessed with His infinite mercy. Bara sa'olam be'inyan zeh, created the world in such a way she'hashemesh zeirachas al ha'aretz ma'at ma'at, the sun rises and illuminates our earth slowly, so the sun doesn't all of a sudden come out and shine brightly upon the earth. Rather, it rises slowly and gradually. And the same when the sun sets slowly. And this is what we refer to when we say in the Birchas Kriyashma preceding the Shachris Kriyashma, Hameir la'aretz, he who illuminates the earth, v'ladar moleh, and those who dwell upon it, barachamim, with mercy. Shemeir lanu, that is to say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu illuminates our earth, our world, berachamim, with mercy, ma'at ma'at, slowly, gradually, v'loy b'pam achas pistam, and not all of a sudden at one shot. Continues the Kitzur regarding the light and sunlight, which is beneficial, and that which is harmful. Or ha'choizim in Hashemesh, light which is reflected from the sun and is not coming directly from the sun. Pirusha Hashemesh zerachas al ezim makom. The sun illuminates a certain spot. Umisham b'ha'or, and the light is reflected, refracted from that spot. Or zem mazik la'inayim. This light is harmful for the eyes. Perhaps this is related to ultraviolet rays and the like. L'chein, yizor miladur bebayis, asher kol ha'chalon es rak mitzad tzofen. One should not live in a home where the windows are to the north. Ki ha'shemesh ein abol etzad tzofen. The sun doesn't really shine from the north. V'chol ha'or asher shama, any light that enters the house through these northern windows, hu rak or ha'choizer. This is reflected light. It's not light that's emanating directly from the sun. V'chein afilu, and that light is, as we said, harmful. V'chein afilu im achaloi nois teimel etzad mizrach eidorom imayrov. If the windows are pointing to east or south or west, im ein ha-shamayim nirin mitech achaloi nois, if the sky is not visible through the windows, kigoin sheyesh kenegdan choymois kvayois, because there are large, tall walls that obstruct the sunlight from coming in directly into these windows. Inevitably, the light that enters these windows is a refracted, reflected light and not the actual light of the sun, and therefore is to be avoided. And that one should construct his home in a way where he could enjoy direct sunlight. Yizor milasik b'ksiva, one should avoid writing or lukris b'sefer or reading oilasis kol malacha dako, any involved work, any activity which requires light or close scrutiny, ba'oy ben ashmashas. So this should not be done in the light of evening, of the twilight, is harmful when one needs to use it for a particular activity. Likewise, one should not engage in these activities that require light and close vision at in broad daylight when the sun is at its zenith. He shouldn't write much or read a book that has small letters or any other intricate involved work by the light of the candle at night. Ha'istaklus harbei b'tzeva lavan, to gaze intently upon something of white color, gamkin maziko leinayim, is harmful to one's eyes. V'lachein, therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his great wisdom, Mari HaShemayim k'mari HaTcheles, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the sky to be naturally blue, v'loy lavan, kedei shelo yazik l'anayim, it is not white, so that it should not hurt the eyes. V'chein ha'istaklus harbei b'mari odem tzach, if one looks at a bright, a red-colored item, or v'chein be'esh, or if one gazes intently into a fire, mazika gamkin, that is also harmful. Ha'ashan, smoke, v'reach kofris, and the smell of sulfur, mazik and gamkin, are also detrimental to one's eyes. V'chein avak dak, dust, ruach habala neged einayim, or wind blowing directly into one's eyes. V'chein halicha meruba upsi agasa, brisk walking or taking wide steps is harmful. Upsi agasa, and taking wide strides, that is harmful to one's eyes. And Tosfos in Psachim brings a medrash that reciting Kiddush on Friday night returns and retrieves the eyesight, the vision lost as a result of Psi Agatha. Ubchia Meruba, and overly crying, Kamash Amar Akosuv, Kalu B'dmois Einai. The pasuk alludes to the damage that crying too much can have on one's eyes. Kalu B'dmois Einai, my eyes have disintegrated through, have withered through tears. V'hakasha mikula, and that which is most harmful to one's eyes, Uroiv Hamishkal, is being involved in intimacy too often. Avol mitzvah Hashem, performing the commandments of the Rabbanu Shlom Bara, is the mitzvah is clear, is beautiful. Meira Seinayim, illuminates one's eyes. And with that, we have completed Klal Lamed Beis Be'ezer Hashem.